You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. San Francisco and Santa Clara counties last week became the first counties in the country to sue the Trump administration over its controversial public charge rule. Under this new policy, legal immigrants could be denied green cards if they use food stamps or other public benefits. Bay Area politicians argue the policy hurts low-income immigrants and undermines their health and safety. KALW immigration reporter Teresa Katsourilis is here to break this down for us. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Ben.
So first things first, Teresa, let's define this term, public charge.
Right. So whenever a person applies for a green card, immigration officials conduct this thing called a public charge test. What they're trying to figure out is whether the applicant is going to become dependent on the U.S. government for their basic needs. And if you're considered a public charge, that weighs against your eligibility for a green card.
Uh-huh.
This is a very old law. It's been on the books since the 1880s. The original language actually includes idiots in the lists of people that they want to ensure don't come into the country, just to give you an idea of how dated the language here is.
All right, 19th century.
Uh-huh. And the government at least used to apply this rule very narrowly. Immigrants could be considered a public charge, for instance, if they get cash assistance from the government or are institutionalized and in long-term government care. Last week, though, the Trump administration announced that they were going to change this policy by broadening the definition of public charge and what it means.
Okay, so according to the Trump administration, what do they see public charge meaning?
Right. So if this new rule goes into effect, immigrants could be penalized for using a lot of other public assistance programs. Immigration officials would look at whether green card applicants ever used benefits like food stamps or housing assistance programs, non-emergency Medi-Cal. According to the census, around 20% of all Americans rely on federal assistance programs like this. So these are really popular, widely used programs. And the immigration officials won't just be looking at that. They're also going to be looking at whether applicants are, quote, likely at any time to use those benefits in the future.
Subjective idea. Though.
I mean, yeah, no, exactly. Officials can then use that information to determine whether the applicant is a public charge, which would undermine their application. And just to be clear, that's regardless of whether the person who immigrated here immigrated legally or not.
Why is the Trump administration changing this policy?
This is something they've been working on for a really long time, actually. It's interesting. The first drafts of this rule change actually leaked back in 2017. They released a draft in September 2018, so they seem to feel very strongly about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, he says this is all about fostering, quote, self-reliance in immigrant communities.
Hmm.
The Trump administration says this policy will save taxpayers money in the long term because they say it's going to ensure that only, quote, self-sufficient immigrants come here.
All right. So clearly San Francisco and Santa Clara counties disagree with this concept. What's the basis of their lawsuit?
They very strongly disagree. They sued the Trump administration over it 24 hours after the policy was announced, so that's very fast. They argue that the Trump administration illegally changed the definition of what a public charge is.
Mm.
And that the public charge rule would impact a lot of people here. You know, well over 1 in 3 people in SF County and Santa Clara County were born in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And these counties argue that the rule could profoundly impact the health and financial well-being of their communities. That's in large part because of this thing called the chilling effect.
That sounds pretty heavy. What's the chilling effect?
Yeah, it is kind of heavy. The chilling effect is, it basically refers to immigrants who forgo services they really need because they're afraid of how this could impact their immigration status.
Sure.
Immigration attorneys and social services providers across the country say they've already seen this. They've already run into immigrant families who are dropping out of public assistance programs because of the threat of this rule change.
Mm-hmm.
This includes families who immigrated here legally and families with children who are citizens. And just to kind of get across the effects here, the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research did this study last year that found that hundreds of thousands of Californian families could disenroll from services they need if this law goes into effect. In the Bay Area, 70% of the people they expect to disenroll from food stamps alone would be children.
Mm.
And San Francisco and Santa Clara counties even argue the law could increase public health threats because so many people would be afraid to use Medi-Cal and go to the doctor. This, interestingly, leads us to another one of the lawsuit's arguments, which is that the public charge rule wouldn't save taxpayers money at all.
Because those costs would end up coming into the government
locally. Exactly. Someone has to pay for this somehow. And in a recent interview with KQED, San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera argued that this policy would scare some immigrants away from using federal assistance programs, but who picks up the slack?
Right, the local or state government. So, like, where would we see this, where would you see these costs be distributed then?
Good question. So, in these lawsuits, San Francisco and Santa Clara counties specifically mentioned Bay Area emergency rooms, for instance. They would be responding to the health issues that the lawsuits say could increase in certain communities. And San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera says this could also push more people into homelessness right in the middle of the Bay Area's very famous housing crisis. They argue that at the end of the day, this could mean the state and local governments would pay millions more a year for their residents.
And that, of course, is something that is going to deeply affect a place like the Bay Area, which has more progressive politics than a lot of the rest of the country, where they maybe take on more of the social service burden. So you could see why they would be particularly upset by a federal public charge redefinition.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about the Bay Area here. What else are people doing about this elsewhere in the country?
So the Bay Area was the first to sue the Trump administration over this, but they were definitely not the last. In the past week, the states of New York, Connecticut, Vermont, Washington, D.C., they've all sued the Trump administration, saying this rule was illegally implemented. The state of California also jumped on board, and Gavin Newsom did not mince any words here. In a press conference, he said the new public charge rule was, quote, reckless policy that targets the health and well-being of immigrant families and communities of color. These states are hoping to block this policy from being implemented at all by getting a judge to rule against it. In the meantime, the public charge rule is scheduled to go into effect on October 15th.
Unless it gets blocked by the courts.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we'll keep an eye on this. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Thanks, Ben.
Teresa Katsourilis is KALW's immigration reporter. You could get in touch with her at immigration@kalw.org. Mm-hmm.